Would you like to remain anonymous?
Yes, I do.
Well, how old were you when COVID took place?
I was 18 years old.
And what year of college were you in?
I was a freshman at the University of Buffalo.
Okay. And what ethnicity are you?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay, so where were you when it first started? Were you in school or were you home?
I was on school at Dorman on campus.
Okay, why didn't you go home?
Why didn't I go home?
Yeah.
Because I felt that I lived too far away, so commuting all the way back there would have been too much hectic.
So, what was it like living on campus in the dorms during COVID when it first started?
It's pretty much there was nobody really there besides me and my friends, so the building was not very occupied. Living in there was very tough in terms of schoolwork because I'm so used to going on campus and trying to answer, get my questions answered and stuff like that, but the whole transition had to limit how I operate.
So what was it like in the food courts, like in SU? Was it harder to obtain food? Did you have to buy new technology because you had to go online? Did you depend on the school for technology?
So the school only offered one service of food at the time, and it was only selected times that you could go get it, and which was normally no good. So I would normally order food around, which would be very costly.
Okay, so did you have to buy any new technology?
No, they also provided laptops for any students that were still on there, so.
Was there a deadline for it, or you had just had to give it back during the semester?
You just had to hand it back before the semester.
So what was your income like during COVID? Did you have, even though you were a freshman, you just came here, I'm sure you didn't work, but did like your financing, like finances, like get worse? Did you have to, I know you said you had to get food off the campus because the food on campus was only one source. What was that like?
Well, they also offered us a meal plan with additional dining dollars for the inconvenience of everything. So in terms of needing money for food, I was okay for the most part. But in terms of back home, everything was kind of slow because of, limited jobs, people having to take off and stuff like that.
Did the COVID affect your family negatively?
My mom was working at a hospital in which she and other employees had to lay off for a couple of weeks. So that kind of played a big toll in everything.
Did anyone in your family like die of COVID or get COVID?
No, not that I know
So what was it like sitting home? Well, not sitting home, sitting in your dorm doing Blackboard online and just, because I know sometimes I video recorded during the test and you had to have technology and stuff like that. Was that an inconvenience for you? Like, what was that like learning online?
of. It was so much of a difference because now I'm sitting down for like a couple of hours a day, and the teachers had to alter how they're teaching, so it delayed a whole bunch of work and required you to learn more independently. So it was kind of, yes, a big inconvenience for me in terms of learning.
So, how did UB's restrictions with COVID affect you? Did they have curfews? Were you did you have to wear a mask all the time? Was there a certain time you like weren't allowed to go places? Was everything closed? Like, and do you think UB recovered from COVID?
In the beginning, yeah, it was kind of very, it took a lot of precautions. You had to wear a mask everywhere. When it first started, libraries and stuff wasn't open at the time. But over the course, they've gotten better, I feel as, and recovered in terms of only limited to wearing a mask, and all the resources were still available. And then now it's lifted, so you can walk freely or wear a mask of your choice.
What do you do?
I still wear a mask of my choice.
Okay, and can I ask why?
I just feel like I just want to keep my precautions safety for my safety.
Okay, and that's, do other people make you feel uncomfortable when you do that? Do people ask you why you still wear your mask?
No, because everybody still respects, everybody knows that people still respect their safety and their stuff, but I wear a mask because, I'm just hearing a lot of theories, and I just want to prevent from getting sick because, it's a very crucial time in the semester. So,
Okay, how did COVID negatively affect you as a minority? If it did or if it did not. You can say some negatives. You might not have none. And then we can jump to positives.
It limited me from seeing my friends and being able to connect with different people because of having to be distanced.
Okay, what were some of the positives that came from COVID, if there was any?
For me, I had a lot of alone time, which allowed me to develop better habits personally and academically. So that was really my positive outcome.
Did it affect your income positively when COVID hit? Like, did you benefit from the checks that students were getting if you qualified?
Yeah, I was getting a substantial refund checks that I would often use here and there.
What did you use them for, if I can ask?
For academic supplies and, you know, just for food or anything, you know, just in case.
Yeah. So it was just basically money you put in your savings, and if you needed to cover the cost of getting the food off campus and supplies and stuff like that.
Correct.
So you don't think COVID affected your learning in any type of way?
I would say it delayed my learning because, like I said, for a substantial amount of time, I had to alternate to being only online based, which could be very distracting considering you're at home, and sometimes if you have a roommate, you can get distracted or lazy or forget, oversleep, there's a whole bunch of stuff. But
did you lose lack of motivation due to COVID? And if you did lose it, did it affect you negatively, and have you recovered?
It did affect me in terms of I was less motivated because I would sometimes oversleep or just stare at the computer for so long would irritate me. So I definitely did recover now that they did offer some classes at, in the beginning to be open, and then until they lifted it where all classes you can go with mask or just in person. But
were your professors lenient during COVID? Because I know, like, a lot of people, especially students, there was a lot of people getting depressed and losing the lack of, you know, motivation. Did you get depressed? Was it, like, a hard time for you being that we were not forced to go to school, but we had to go to school and continue to learn? You know what I mean? While people were dying and the world was, like, on fire in the background.
Yes, I was very devastated due to the fact...
Why were you devastated?
I was devastated because COVID had affected many lives of people that I know of. So seeing, you know, people have to choose to still attend school while their families were in need and, you know, not be able to do stuff on their own due to COVID. So I felt as health was at first priority than academics at the moment.
Do you think that the school and the professors were lenient and understood we're going through hard times?
Yeah, because in majority of our classes, they allowed us to turn in work late or have, you know, extensive on many works and stuff like that due to the inconvenience, because they know there's a lot of technical issues and stuff like that.
So what was COVID like back home where you're from? Like, if you can say, like...
So back home, like, many stores was closed, and, you know, that limited a lot of people from doing stuff. I know a lot of people around that area it was high in COVID cases. So, you know, having precautions was very on top tier over there. So.
Okay. Did your parents not have work? Were they supported, like, financially, or...
Yeah, like I said, at first my mom was, like, temporarily had to step away from her workforce, in which she received, like, you know, still checks and stuff from the inconvenience, but eventually they allowed her to come back, and many other people who work in the hospital needs as long as you had a COVID shot.
So did the negative effects at home affect you here when you were at UB? Or were you just worried? Were you worried at all?
Yes, I was very concerned because at the end of the day, that's my family. So if any of one of my primary family had caught COVID, that would affect how, you know, we operate as a family and, you know, work and siblings and et cetera. So
what do you think UB or its staff could have did as a whole to make this a smoother, like, transition through this hard time? Because When it first started, you never knew if it was overdoing it or not doing enough until we were at the end of it.
I felt as personally UB could have maybe did something where they could have allowed or not counted the grades that would still have to be submitted that semester, because I know a lot of people still, even though it was very inconvenient, still had to turn in work or still had to get a good grade and take tests and stuff. So I felt as curving grades was a big thing, because a lot of people wasn't really focused and there was so much going on. So I just felt like they should have could have been considerate.
What was one of the positive things that UB did?
They was very financially there. Like I said, they would give us emergency funding and allow us to have free printing and free transportation and free stuff like that. So I can say they did a lot.
Do you think it was fair that UB made the vaccinations mandatory and think about like religious reasons and did it negatively affect you? Were you against it?
I think it was very wrong to, for UB to require students to get a booster, because I know many people had different religious beliefs and stuff, and UB was very strict on that, so it kind of made many students have to decide whether they was going to go to school or stay because they was getting dropped out of all classes. So I felt as they could have been very strict on like the in-person tactics, such as enforcing masks, hand sanitizer, wiping down, and allowing students to get vaccinated or keep on doing weekly COVID tests. But I don't feel as a whole, everyone should have did it. Negatively, I felt like I was affected also, because I felt as I was one of the students put in a situation where I needed to get the vaccine to attend classes, or I was going to stay home in school and just waste the whole semester. So,
Do you think the students who did not get the vaccine should be compensated for missing the semester, missing out on school? Because some people can't go home because they don't have a home to go to. You know what I mean?
No, because as you said, many people wouldn't have anything to do, especially for students like myself who has on off-campus housing and you're paying rent every month. To not be able to attend school anymore would have been like a waste of time and a waste of money. So I personally feel like that wouldn't be smart.
So, moving forward, if this did happen again, what do you think UB should do to jump ahead of it? That would be effective.
I feel like they should. Now that vaccines are in use, I feel like they should offer both online and, in-person classes, due to the fact that many kids came from far distance and were dorming and living off campus here. So now that we feel a little bit more safer with the vaccines and the boosters and wearing masks to be even more precautious, we would still like to attend school and still be able to get equal learning distance. But for some of those who want to stay very like sanitized and stuff, they can also have the option of learning from home and still be able to be on pace in school-wise.
So you don't think that they should send students home early? You just think that they should give them, by getting ahead of it, they should give them the choice if they want to stay home or attend class.
Yes, I wish, I feel like if they would let students know that ahead of time, that can be convenient for many students. So if they wanted to go back home, they can make arrangements, or if they wanted to stay, they can know like to sign up for classes, or to let their professor know that they want to do in person instead of online. So I feel like that would be smarter.
What do you think the University of Buffalo should do? Well, not do, excuse me.
I believe the university shouldn't wait too long to send out reminders on whether students want to take the courses virtually or physically. And I also feel like they should not enforce any other vaccinations or any other booster shots if someone doesn't want to.
Should they do?
I believe they should be ahead on scheduling separate seatings within the 6 distance mark. I also feel like they should cut down lines and other food courses over here, so that way students are not on top of each other and hovering over each other in the food centers. I feel like they should put dividers up on in the libraries as well, just in case people still want to go there.
Okay, thank you.